Well, hello, hello, hello out there, God's people, and happy new year. We are in 2024. Mic check, mic check. We are in 2024. Where did 2023 go? I promise you, for me, guys, last year was really a whirlwind. I didn't even post anything or hadn't gotten a chance to as of yet. And we're already a week definitely into a week and a half almost into 2024. But anyway, hopefully whenever you're listening to this podcast, you are tuned in to another episode, another edition of AP Empowers. And this today, our topic is going to be ready, set, goal. Because guess what? We're in a new year and I am your favorite empower. I am your favorite inspire. And hopefully I am able to continue to keep motivating you guys to be your best you. Being better today than you were yesterday and being better tomorrow than you are today. So let's just kind of get right into some things. Thank you guys for joining me back for another season of AP Empowers. Again, I'm going to start out just like I did last year. Now, whether this happens or whatever God has for this podcast, he has for it, but I'm always seeking sponsorship. If you like this podcast, if you enjoy this podcast, I feel like my demographic is men and women from ages 35 to 65. And I definitely try to reach entrepreneurs that are either starting up businesses or wanting their businesses to grow. But if you have a business and you would like to serve as a sponsor here on AP Empowers, we would love to have you. This podcast is being broadcast on Pandora, on TuneIn. The foundation is Podbean. iHeartRadio. We are all over the place. And so when you see our flyers, please go click on our links, follow us, like us, send us a comment if this thing is blessing you. And that's what we want to do. And again, as I said, we're starting a new year here. So my next few podcasts actually will be kind of centered around goal setting. And, you know, I know for some people, goal setting tends to be a little boring. Nobody really wants to talk about goals, yet everybody is always talking about goals. But today, I really want to focus on ready, set, goal. So many people, you know, say I have goals or want to let people know that they have goals, but very few people are actually achieving their goals. And you know why? It's because, yeah, new year, new me sort of thing, right? You get into a new year, you get into new anything, and you're excited about it, you're gung-ho, but 2-3 months in, you've totally forgotten about it, you've shifted, something's changed, and you are rarely completing those same goals that you set January 1 or December of the previous year. And so today, I just want to encourage somebody today to keep going. I want to encourage you to understand it's not just about saying I have goals. It really should be more about achieving those goals. And as you get closer to achieving goals, I think the people that actually achieve their goals, they reset, you know, so you achieve a goal, you move on to the next one, right? And so we want to deal with today completion and achievement of goals. And a few of my favorite words is drive, determination, discipline, and persistent. I believe that those are words that we need to live by when we are goal setting, when we are reaching goals, and when we're repeating, doing it all over again, right? Being driven is key. Like, you know, being driven for what, you know, don't just write down a goal that's someone else's goal. I think I've talked about that before. There's so many people that live their lives out because somebody else said they should do something or somebody else said that that should be a good fit for you. I do believe that one of the main driving forces of goals is it's something that you truly desire. It's something that you truly want. So if you are planning to write a book in 2024, and I've got a couple of clients that are working on books that started in 2023. And basically towards the end of last year, what I said to them was pick a date in 2024, because that is when your book shall come out. That is when your book shall be released. And you need to be working very diligently to make sure that that date is going to be a date that's achievable for you. Even if you have to push yourself, even if you have to make some sacrifices, even if you have to put some other things aside, right? Because it is all about accomplishing what you set out to accomplish. And that is going to help drive you to that next goal, right? right? Because you don't just set one goal. Like, you may have a big goal, but, you know, you want to have many goals. You want to have different categories of goals. Like, I'm a goal junkie, and I'm the type of person, and again, like I said, not a lot of people subscribe to goal setting and things like that. So if it's not for you, I want you to start wherever you need to start. But I do believe that goals are important for everybody, not just overachievers, not just people like myself that have so many irons in the fire that I have to set specific goals in different categories in my life. But before you, you know, sit down to write that goal, think about really what you want, how you want to achieve the things in your life, right? Because you want to set, not just set that goal. You want to try to make sure that you accomplish it, right? The other thing I said I wanted to talk about was determination. It's got to be something that you're determined to do. And what comes in with that determination? You know, a lot of people nowadays are into vision boards. I've never been a big vision board person. I've tried it for the last couple of years. I'm actually planning on doing one this year, but more of a marriage vision board, right? So me and my husband have some goals personally that we want to achieve, and we have some goals family oriented that we want to achieve, and we actually even have some business goals. So we're going to do like a marriage vision board and kind of see how that thing turns out by December of 2024. But you've got to be determined, right? You've got to be able to see it. You know, I was on a news show, and I was talking about goals, and I said something like, when's the last time you've seen your goal? And when I say seen your goal, I'm talking about things like vision boards, but mainly I'm talking about, do you have a sticky note even on your bathroom mirror that you can see every day? When is the last time you saw your goal to make you be more determined about completing that goal? Okay. The other thing I want to kind of sneak on into, and again, I'm going to elaborate on this a little bit more and just continue to talk to you guys. Discipline. And now discipline is a tough one. Discipline is a bad word for a lot of people. Some people do not like discipline, but if you show me somebody who's disciplined, I'll show you somebody whose goals are not disciplined. You show me somebody who's undisciplined, and I'll show you somebody whose goals are all over the place. They may set a goal today, they got a totally different goal next week. They may set a different goal next week, they've got a totally different goal next month. The lack of discipline will cause you to not be able to complete your goals, people. I need you to find some discipline. Even if you're not the most disciplined person, I need you to be able to find some discipline in something that you're doing. Even if it's in your sleep schedule. I could get on a soapbox about the importance of proper rest, right? You know, you're supposed to get 8 hours a night. I can pretty much go on 5 or 6 hours a night, but when I get 8 hours a night, I am so much better. And I'm also more happy, even without my coffee, right? And the last thing I want to hit on real quick is persistence. Right? You've got to be persistent. You can't let anything deter or stop you from that goal. If it's a goal that you wrote down, if it's something that you have on your vision board, how persistent are you going to be? Are you going to allow different things to get in your way? And I'll give you an example, seriously, of me. Like, I took ill right before Christmas, and I ended up actually probably getting everybody in my house sick because when mom goes down, everybody goes down. I am way more than a coach. I am a lot of things to a lot of people, including a Shasha to my only grandchild. And those are the best words that I hear most days is Shasha. And he says my name better than anybody else. He came up with that name for me. I embrace it. I love it. I was ready for him to say grandma, but he chose Shasha. So Shasha it is. But okay, back to my topic, persistence. You've got to be persistent. So I became sick right before the holidays, and I'm a runner, right? And so that definitely put a halt in my running schedule for a few days, but I was determined. I was persistent to get back out there because I have a race at the end of this month, right? A half marathon, 13.1 I've got this month, right? And so I'm like, you know, I can't slack on my running. And obviously when I was sick, I couldn't run. I wasn't able to run, but I've pushed myself. Even when I started back out there, I was doing 2 miles because my body and my lungs were just kind of like huffing and puffing the entire way. But the persistence that I had in my mind that I can't just lay up here and say, woe is me, I'm sick, which I was. And I got better. I got healthy. Like I said, I passed those germs on to everybody else. But it was my persistence. It was my mind telling me, you've got to do it. Yep. Nope. You don't want to do it, but you've got to do it. So being persistent is key in order for you to achieve and complete some goals. And so, you know, when you think about those things, those four things that I just named, drive, determination, persistence, and discipline, that's a combination for success, right? And so those are some of the things that I push, especially as a business coach, especially as a strategist, like, you know, coming up with a strategy on, because you set these goals, right? And this is kind of where I come in, shameless plug. And then the other shameless plug is those four words all are in one of two of my When Women Lead volumes 1 and 2. And I think persistence and some other things are in unconventional, because those are words that are truly, I live by those words. I have to continue to push myself with those specific words. So if you pick up one of my books, Amazon.com, type in Angela Pride, they're available on Kindle, they're available in paperback, and they're available on some other platforms as well. But those are my favorites, right? Amazon.com, paperback, or Kindle. And you can get my books and you can hear whole chapters on just these words in particular. But I chose those words because I do believe that these are great words to help you achieve and set realistic goals, but also set goals that are going to push you, right? They're going to push you into daily actions. So when you think about drive, like when you're being driven by something, what are you doing each day? And I tell my people that I coach, my clients, I tell them you should be doing something every day towards your goal. So many people want to use the excuse, well, I work, or I work 40 hours a week, or I work 60 hours a week. Well, a job, in all honesty, good Lord, and I know we all have to work, right? But a job is really just somebody paying you to not achieve your dreams and your goals. Because guess what? You're helping them with theirs when you're punching that clock. And yes, you're probably getting paid well and it's good, but how much are you willing to sacrifice to see your own dreams and your own goals come to fruition, right? So that's where your drive comes in. So even working 60 hours a week, you have to be willing to put in at least 10 for yourself. Invest in you, right? Don't just allow it to be about what someone else wants you to do, or, hey, I got bills. Everybody's got bills. And when you talk to successful people, or you talk to people who you listen to stories like Tyler Perry, who was homeless, and now he has his own studios and he's making all kinds of money and all kinds of movies. He had to sacrifice something. He couldn't just continue to do what someone else wanted him to do. He had to sacrifice. He had to be driven towards his own goals and dreams, right? And there'll be problems that, you know, come about that's going to discourage you, that may be an obstacle. Obstacles are going to happen, guys. This is life. This is real life. So there's no fantasy just because you do a nice, I've seen some great looking vision boards too, by the way. So even, it doesn't matter how beautiful your vision board is. What matters is your determination, right? To overcome the obstacles and the things that are going to come in your face and tell you, you're not going to have time to do this. You're not going to be able to accomplish this, or this is a problem, or whatever. But then that's when your determination kicks in and you say, the devil is a lie. I am doing it. You say, hey, I'm dog tired and I don't work 10 hours today, but I'm going to spend this hour working on my book, or I'm going to spend this hour, doing DoorDash so that I can build money for my business or my future business, or whatever it is that you need to do. Because again, your goals could be as simple as weight loss. And again, weight loss is not simple, but they could be as simple as something like that, but they can be as big as you really wanting to run your own business, have your own company, do your trademarks, do the different things that come along with having a business, right? So that's where your determination is going to have to kick in. Determination allows you to jump the hurdles and not quit, right? It allows you to tackle those obstacles and keep going. When nobody believes in you and laughs in your face, that's when our friend persistence has to kick in. When people say you're crazy, I think I've told you guys the story about when I started my business. It was right there after the recession. I really started thinking about it in 2010. And I, of course, started talking. Well, actually, 2009. I started in 2010. But I started talking to people. And you would be surprised at what people say. And God bless them, because they mean well. They're trying to warn you. Because guess what, guys? It's not going to be easy. Achieving your goals is never easy. If it's easy, your goal's not big enough. Okay? But achieving your goals is never easy. And people do their best. And again, like I said, they mean well by trying to discourage you or tell you, man, you're crazy. You're never going to be able to do that. But you have to be persistent enough to say, I'm doing it, right? It means not giving up even when you have others telling you that you should give up, right? That is where your persistence comes in, and that is where you need to be. You need to be able to look at people and say, and sometimes you don't even, it's not about arguing. Like, let's not get into that. That's a bunch of waste of time, right? Because this is not someone else's dream. They may not see it the way you see it. This is not someone else's goal. This is not someone else's vision. All you need is you to believe in you. I was talking to a client the other day, and they were telling me how, you know, they have to bet on themselves. And I was like, that's good. Like, that's good. Like if you're not willing to bet on yourself, you're not going to achieve that goal. You have to be willing to bet on yourself, and you have to be willing to give yourself that swift kick in the butt, even when things are difficult, even when you're tired, even when things are hard, even when you want to quit. You've got to be persistent, right? And finally, and I know I didn't give you this order to begin with, but finally, discipline. Discipline must be present throughout your process of completing your goals. You've got to be disciplined. You've got to get a calendar. You've got to get some sort of consistency as to how you're trying to complete this thing. What are the steps that you need to do in order to complete this goal, right? Achieve this goal, overachieve this goal, exceed this goal, right? You have to have discipline, right? Your discipline will keep you focused even when it takes longer than planned or expected. And now you're on your way. You're on your way to completing those goals that you set out. And again, whether they're short-term goals, median goals, long-term goals, you know, I think a lot of people do goal setting at the beginning of the year financially. Financial goals are definitely never like, you know, something that you want to do, especially when you're like me. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going to be transparent with you. I am an impulsive spender. I want what I want, and I don't want to hear nothing else about it. And if I see some shoes that I want, God help us all. But anyway, so, and that's not something that I'm necessarily proud of. So you know where my discipline kicks in on that? My discipline kicks in by not going to the store. Just stay out of the store, coach. Stay out of the store, APM Power. Stay out of the store. Because if I don't go in the store, guess what? I'm not going to see those shoes. So I have to be disciplined. There were times where I didn't go to the mall for 6 months at a time. Because I promise you, something's going to be on sale. I'm going to justify it. They're going to have a deal. They're going to have 30% off. And when I want it, there is not a whole lot that's going to stop me from getting it. You know, the other thing I had to do, because I'm an impulsive spender, I had to leave some credit cards out of my wallet. Because these stores, oh gosh, and I promise you, they definitely got me during the holidays. Well, you know, you can get $20 off today if you apply for this card. I'm like, oh Lord, I'm just going to pay the money. But you know your vices, right? Be honest with yourself. The best way to complete your goals also is honesty, right? Honesty. Honesty. I read it somewhere. Know what you want to do. Hold the thought firmly and do something every day. Oh, well, I don't know. I just got lost on that. But anyway, know what you want to do and hold firmly to that thing. And I think that that is a part of also being consistent. It's about looking at something every day. When is the last time you've seen your goal? When is the last time you saw the goal that you set out to complete? Did you look at it today? Are you planning to look at it tomorrow? Because when you don't see your goals, it's like out of sight, out of mind. So I hope this message blessed somebody today. I hope you guys are ready to set your goals. Ready, set, goal. Go ahead. Ready, set, get ready to do it. Okay. Ready, set, goal. That is the topic behind this podcast today. Happy New Year to you. I hope you guys are ready because, again, as I stated, I'm going to have two or three more podcasts that are kind of around this same area, because I do believe sometimes we definitely need more encouragement than just in January to get things done. Because, again, yeah, we have a heck of a momentum, but I'm going to try to keep you building your momentum. I'm going to try to keep giving you tidbits that are going to keep you going. Whatever that thing was last year that you didn't complete, this is your year to complete it. This is your year to be disciplined. This is your year to be driven. This is your year to be determined. And this is your year to be persistent.
okay? To make it happen, to get it done, right? To stop making excuses, to make the necessary adjustments, and to be disciplined in doing so, right? Drive, determination, persistence, and discipline. Those are going to be your four keys. I want you to write those words down somewhere. Even write them at the top four corners of your vision board if that's going to help you. If you're not a vision board person, also be encouraged. Write your goals down. Like I said, put them on a sticky note, put them in your car on your dashboard, put them on a sticky note, put them in your bathroom mirror for when you get up and you brush your teeth every day. I hope you are doing that, getting up and brushing your teeth every day. You can see your goals. You need those reminders. Nobody else cares about your goals. Nobody else cares whether you complete your goals. Nobody else is going to be reminding you unless you hire Coach Pryor. You can hire me and I will definitely be your coach and I will remind you as often as we meet. And if you need a little bit more, sometimes we can do that as well. But you should be reminding yourself of the things that you want to accomplish in 2024. Once you accomplish that thing, next, right? Next, ready, set, goal. That's where we are today. Thank you guys for tuning in. I am excited about what God has for me and mine in 2024. As I stated to you guys, we do have a family business. Some things have been halted right now just because we are a lot of moving parts, guys. We are six very, very busy people. Everybody has their own entities going on. And so, but that's okay. We've got some merchandise coming out. It's going to be pridefamilymerch.com. We hope you guys will continue to support us. And thank you guys for supporting AP Empowers. And as I stated earlier, if you would like to be a sponsor of this show, I've got some great sponsorship rates and we can run your ads on our social media as well as on this podcast. And I hope to hear from you. You can reach out to me at Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, at coachwithpride.com. Also, show is being brought to you by CWP Sports Consulting. It is a new year. We've gotten several athletes on to D1, D2 schools, getting scholarship money. That is our goal. We want to help your athlete. If you have an athlete, it doesn't matter the sport. We want to help you obtain some money. We want to help you put your athlete in the position to win. And that's win not just on or off the field. That's in the classroom. We do it all from academic to training to watching film to making film. We do it all. So please reach out to us and you can reach my husband at Troy Senior, that's T-R-O-Y-S-R, at coachwithpride.com. Everything is under the Coach With Pride umbrella, easy for me to say, just about. And so if you go to coachwithpride.com, you can kind of see some of our stuff. You can also hear this podcast there as well. It is attached to our website. So again, we thank you guys for tuning in. Have a blessed rest of your day. If this blesses you, please leave us a comment, share it with a friend that you know need to hear it, and we'll see you next time. And with that being said, AP Empowers signing out.